This is Jay Sekulow. More developments with Hillary Clinton. The inspector general says she knowingly breaks the rules in a fight during the Democratic National Committee on the issue of Israel.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Hillary Clinton knowingly broke the rules, ignored repeated security concerns from the highest level inside the U.S. Department of State.
Everything I did was permitted, and I went above and beyond what anybody could have expected in making sure that if the State Department didn't capture something, I made a real effort to get it to them.
Mrs. Clinton and her most senior aides, including then Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills, Huma Abedin, and policy advisor Jake Sullivan, refused interviews with government investigators.
You said it was allowed, too.
Yes, it was.
Who allowed it?
It was allowed under the rules of the State Department.
And what about the silencing of State Department staff on this?
Well, the report found that no one approved Mrs. Clinton's unsecured personal server for State Department business. And a year into her tenure as secretary, when two IT staffers voiced concerns about her email practices and security, they were told, quote, never to speak of the secretary's personal email system again.
This is really hard to believe. It feels like she's lying straight out. Andrea Mitchell, is she lying?
I can't say that. I would let the viewer, I would let the voter make those determinations, but it doesn't hold up. There are so many inconsistencies, including their response.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The professor acts out his hostility towards Israel through leading BDS campaigns, organizing boycotts of Israeli academics, using intimidation to prevent Israeli voices from being heard.
And that's why we're here, and we want to put pressure on the university to say, yes, as an institution, you have a moral duty too. That we don't want our money spent in those particular private sector institutions that are facilitating this kind of occupation.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
By the way, the last voice you just heard was Professor Cornel West from Princeton University, who has been very critical of Israel, to say the least, calling them the occupiers. The Democratic National Committee, two members appointed to that committee, the platform committee of all things, by Bernie Sanders' team, both of them not only anti-Israel, but in favor of the boycott, divest, and sanctions movement, the attempt to delegitimize the state of Israel, the exact reason why I'm going to the UN next Tuesday to address this issue with the General Assembly, with a whole team. So this is, tells you the nature of what's going on inside some of these political parties. Donald Trump, it is also reported, we need to break that news, has now clinched the GOP nomination with support from unbound delegates. So that is been concluded, and more fallout on Hillary Clinton and her statements where she had legal authorization for that private server. The inspector general says, no, you didn't. The Office of Legal Counsel said, we never even reviewed it. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Jordan, the fallout on both the DNC side on the whole issue with the anti-Israel situation, coupled that at the same time with what we know is going on with the boycott and divestiture and sanction movement and the inspector general report, not a good time for Hillary Clinton.
No, it's a messy time for Democrats as well. I mean, there's talk about Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the chairman of the DNC, being pushed out potentially. And so you've got a fight going on, similar to what we saw earlier between Republicans, between kind of the establishment, if you want to call it that, or the elected officials in Washington, D.C. on the Democrat side, and their party activists. And you're seeing this really erupt. And of course, this comes at a time when Hillary Clinton is fighting for her political life out in California. I mean, the polls are showing, and next week's the final week, June 7th, the polls are showing a dead heat between her and Bernie Sanders. I mean, you could have a convoluted mess heading into the Democrat convention.
All right, multiple ways, Logan, for people to engage us right now. Let's encourage people to do just that.
That's right. You can join us on Facebook and Periscope. Just search for Jay Sekulow. We're broadcasting live there right now. During the breaks, you get to see special exclusive videos and talk off topic sometimes and engage with people that are like-minded, sometimes not so like-minded, on Facebook and Periscope. You can also watch a television-style broadcast on ACLJ.org. That's archived later on Roku and Apple TV. Just search for the ACLJ app, available now.
All right, folks, and we are at 98,218 signatures on our petition for Israel's defense. I need to get it to 100,000. Go to ACLJ.org. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Your reaction to Donald Trump clinching the nomination and the DNC having a fight over Israel.
Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Jewish students, professors, and Christians who support Israel face vicious discrimination at U.S. universities, all in an attempt to delegitimize the state of Israel. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. It's our duty to defend them. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the U.N., and with world leaders. In just a matter of days, we are co-sponsoring the largest global conference to fight these attempts to delegitimize Israel. But we need these global leaders to hear from you right now. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Big fallout after the Inspector General audit finds that Hillary Clinton broke State Department rules on this issue of the emails. The Office of Legal Counsel never approving that private email server. She said exactly the opposite. At the same time, the Democratic National Committee in a fight over Israel. And this comes at the same time that we are going to the UN on exactly that topic. So, folks, we want you to go with us to the UN. We're almost there, almost at 100,000. ACLJ.org for you to sign on to that. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me go to Than really quickly. I want to play a comment this morning from Morning Joe. Before I do that, Jordan had mentioned California being in play here for Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. I'm still of the view that if Hillary Clinton doesn't seal the deal, it's not Bernie Sanders, it's Joe Biden.
Oh, I think that's true. And remember, the way that Hillary Clinton wins this nomination is with the help of those superdelegates. She cannot win this nomination without them. So if she were to lose California and some of those superdelegates, Jay, would start to peel away from here, she could not get over that mark and clinch it. But Bernie Sanders can't either. So if something were to knock Hillary Clinton out of the race, there would certainly be a path for Joe Biden to get in. All those delegates, superdelegates and the others, would be unbound if Hillary Clinton weren't in the race.
All right, let's do this. Let's go take a phone call or take some Facebook or Periscope comments. 1-800-684-3110. Logan already told you how to respond on Facebook and Periscope, and we are ready to go.
All right, let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go to Kraft, who's calling from Denver, Colorado.
Hi, Kraft. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to comment about the Hillary Clinton thing. And, and as an average voter out here trying to decide who to vote for, I'm very angry over this and the fact that, you know, here's a person that's running for the president of the United States and she basically hid things from us. And, you know, I just hate to see something like this brushed under the carpet and not quite brought out.
I think, Kraft, the reality is this is big news. I mean, we broke the news yesterday. I was on Sean Hannity's TV broadcast last night. MSNBC, which goes left of center, on Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski was talking to Andrea Mitchell. These are not conservatives, by the way. Listen to the comment, number 46.
She says time and time and time and time and time and time again, it was allowed. Was it allowed?
It was not allowed to not return those records before she left the State Department. She violated the Official Records Act, according to her own State Department IG appointed by President Obama. Completely undercuts the argument she's been making for more than a year, just as she is trying to persuade voters that she's not untrustworthy.
So Jordan, you look at this right now, and Logan, let's get some comments too ready to read here. I know people are commenting on this. This is a big problem. I said this yesterday, that this Inspector General's report is much more significant than people realize. And 24 hours later, it looks like that's exactly the case.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, we are seeing from the Clinton campaign, I think, a major fallout. And you see her surrogates on television trying to explain this away. And the big difference is they try to compare it to the past. Well, first of all, we know how email has changed over the last 10, 15 years.
And the Inspector General, second, by the way, said that you can't compare Secretary Powell's tenure, where the rules were fluid and the technology was fluid.
But he also didn't have his own private server.
Correct.
And neither did Condoleezza Rice.
And
so
Albright.
You've got, or Madeleine Albright. So these were not individuals that were going out of their way to utilize private email servers so they wouldn't be subject to the Freedom of Information Act request, and then ultimately potentially even subpoenas for government emails. And so, and we see the emails between Clinton and her top aide, Huma Abedin, back and forth doing this on purpose so that her emails would not be subject to those FOIA requests. And that's, again, these were official work emails, not personal.
Yeah, I think the fallout from this, folks, we're just seeing it. And again, I don't want to ignore the fact that there's also a fight within the Democratic National Party on the support of Israel. All that's going on. Go ahead, Logan.
Yeah, comments coming on both those fronts. This is from Everett, who said the DNC is imploding. Thank you, Bernie. Hillary lied about her emails and her server. She needs to be prosecuted. Another comment came in about the Israel situation. Israel is our ally. This is from Sherry. In spite of our current government, they are not the ones out there attacking Christians. This is another comment that came in. A lot of people asked, why is Bernie Sanders so anti-Israel? It seems like he is.
Yeah, he was the one who put, by the way.
Though he lived there.
Yeah, he lived in Israel in a kibbutz. The fact is, Bernie Sanders put two people on the committee, John Zogby from the American Arab Alliance and Cornel West, who calls the Israelis occupiers. Both of them support the boycott, divest, and sanctions movement. Both of them try to delegitimize the state of Israel, the only democracy in the entire Middle East, by the way. And ask Christians whether we'd rather live under Israeli control, government, or Hamas or Hezbollah. But we are going to the United Nations on this very issue in less than 5 days. And I am preparing for that right now. I mean, we just finished the event at the Library of Congress on the Texas immigration case. We had Justice of the Supreme Court there. Now to the United Nations. And folks, we are really close to getting to 100,000. So I think 98,275 was the last time I checked. We need 98,218 to be exact. I would love to end this broadcast very close to 100,000, if not over 100,000. So if you could go to aclj.org and sign that petition, that will be very significant for us. And I will tell you, when you want to see what we're fighting, here's a professor, Cornel West, from Princeton, talks about Benjamin Netanyahu as if he was a Nazi. Listen to this one.
Benjamin Netanyahu is a war criminal not because he's Jewish, but because he has chosen to promote occupation and annihilation.
Complete falsehood from Cornel West. A complete fabrication and a complete lie. And don't throw around terms like war criminal, which, as we know, Jordan, has very significant connotations, because you and I have been to the International Criminal Court in The Hague on behalf of Israel.
Yeah, I mean, you use terms like that, you're saying that someone should be put away for life, basically. I mean, commit war crimes is crimes like genocide, crimes against humanity, basically trying to wipe people out and targeting civilians. And so to use those kind of terms, it's heated. But I think more telling is that you've got two individuals now that use this kind of rhetoric, Cornel West and James Zogby, both now on the Democrat platform committee because of Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, exactly.
So you see what's happened to the Democrat Party by this push to the extreme left.
So, Fan, let's talk about the platform committee for the Democratic Party, because this is a big deal. And this is, you're talking about an anti-Israel animus here, folks. That is huge. Couple that with the whole situation with her emails and servers. I mean, this will be the convention to watch.
You've got to start by echoing what Jordan just said. That sound you just played, that hateful sound toward the state of Israel, that came from one of the 15 individuals who will be drafting the Democrat Party platform this fall. And by the way, there's a second one, and both of them came from Bernie Sanders. So I would say a second problem, two of the 15 drafting the platform have that sentiment. The other problem is that one of the nominees actually helped draft the current administration's position, and the second one put those two individuals on the platform. It is a mess, Jay.
Couple that with the fact that Hillary Clinton's not telling the truth. And let me hold, I'm holding here for our audience that's watching on Facebook or Periscope or maybe watching us on ACLJ.org. Remember when, and here for our radio audience, you can hear it. This 78-page report, remember Hillary Clinton kept talking about, Logan, the security review? There's going to be this security review?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is the security review, which, by the way, she failed.
Right.
What the FBI's doing is looking at criminality. That's very different. So here's your here's the Hillary Clinton security review, and she failed it.
And we're seeing it get a lot of publicity. Even this morning, I was watching the Today Show at 7 a.m. this morning.
Yep.
You know, pretty light fare. They usually get into generic news, and they were playing the not only segment about this, but showing the Uma Abedin and the interaction about we should get you on the server. No, I don't want my emails compromised, my personal account. That whole conversation they've been showing on, like I said, on NBC's The Today Show. Not exactly where you go for hard-hitting news necessarily. So this is definitely going above and beyond what people are expecting.
Yeah, she's saying this issue, by the way, isn't affecting her run for presidency. All right, let's play Hillary Clinton here.
Just like previous secretaries of state, I used a personal email.
All right, let me stop right there, okay? Not exactly like every secretary of state because you had a private server, okay? And by the way, those other secretaries of state kept their emails. Let's go to the next part.
Just like previous secretaries of state, I used a personal email. Many people did. It was not at all unprecedented. I have turned over all of my emails. No one else can say
stop
that.
Stop right there. You did not turn over all of your emails. 32,000 of those emails you had your staff wipe out. Not true. Let's play the rest of it.
Just like previous secretaries of state, I used a personal email. Many people did. It was not at all unprecedented. I have turned over all of my emails. No one else can say that. I have been incredibly open about doing that. I will continue to be open. And it's not an issue that is going to affect either the campaign or my presidency.
Does anybody out there believe any of the things she's saying? I mean, does anybody believe anything she's saying? If you do, I want to hear from you. Comment Logan on Facebook or Periscope or call us at 1-800-684-3110. All right, we're taking a break. We come back, more of your phone calls. Hey, folks, 98,218. Hopefully that's closer to 99,000 now. We need your help to defend Israel. We're going to be there next week. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And I encourage you to go there and sign that petition right now as we stand for Israel against this attempt to delegitimize the Jewish state. We're going to take more of your calls when we come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. Logan, let's get people to like us on Facebook, share us on Facebook, get the conversation going.
That's right. You can join us on Facebook. You can just go over to facebook.com/jseculo. You can find out all our links and information there, obviously on ACLJ.org as well. But like that page, subscribe to the page to make sure you get notifications whenever we go live or post something that you really need to know about.
All right. That'll, we're going to have a lot more ahead, including your phone calls at 800-684-3110. Then we get to 100,000. ACLJ.org. Sign that petition now or respond to our email alert that's out right now.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Jewish students, professors, and Christians who support Israel face vicious discrimination at U.S. universities, all in an attempt to delegitimize the state of Israel. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. It's our duty to defend them. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the U.N., and with world leaders. In just a matter of days, we are co-sponsoring the largest global conference to fight these attempts to delegitimize Israel. But we need these global leaders to hear from you right now. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So the Hillary Clinton email scandal gets worse with the Inspector General's report, and now the media turning on her. A tight race in California for the Democratic Party. Two members of the drafting committee of the DNC are both anti-Israel. And at the same time, Donald Trump clinches the 1,237 and has now 1,238 committed delegates. So here we are in the land of presidential politics. And at the same time, your American Center for Law and Justice, I'm going to be going to the UN on your behalf, and I want you to go with me, aclj.org, signing that petition for Israel. I'm going to hand those to the Israeli minister that's the actual UN ambassador for Israel at the UN General Assembly. 98,565 of you have signed it. We are just 1,500 away. Let's get to 100,000 at aclj.org. If everybody on Periscope and Facebook would do it, and some of you listening would do it, we'd be there. So it's that simple. All right, let's go right back to the phones, Logan.
All right, let's move on. Let's go to Ray, who's calling on line 5 from Altamont Springs, Florida, right down the street from our old home.
Yeah, there you go.
Ray, you're on the air.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, Jay. Yep. I just want to thank you. I'm a huge fan of yours. I just want to thank you for being one of the true ambassadors of truth in all the lies and deceptions that happen in Washington throughout our government. But I just found you on the radio, so believe me, I'm tuned in every day now.
Great.
But I just wanted to say one thing that you have already alluded to, and Newt Gingrich brought this out a couple of weeks ago. You know, with the new IG's report that just came out and all the information, I mean, these are lies that she cannot get around legally.
Right.
And I'm not an attorney, you are, but I just really believe with this report, as well as all the information that's going to be brought out when Donald Trump unveils everything about the Clinton Crime Family Foundation and the pay-for-play that's been going on for over 5 years, I just really believe that her campaign is done.
Well, here's the thing. I want to be very, very direct here. So the Inspector General's report, which is very damaging, I'm holding it up again for people to see it, very damaging on Hillary Clinton. The biggest thing to me, the takeaway, not only the Huma Abedin comments where she said to the Secretary of State, to Hillary Clinton, we need to get your emails on our server, and she didn't want to do that, but also the fact that she said she relied on Office of Legal Counsel advice for the setting up of the private server, and the OLC denies that they not only ever approved it, they never reviewed it. Didn't know it was happening. That's a big, big problem. But this is not a criminal case. This, Ray, is a civil matter. And that's the distinction. The FBI is working the criminal case. And that's where it's going to come into play. And I hope people are understanding. We're just pointing out the legal issues and what the dynamics are. But Jordan, this does not bode well for her in the criminal case either. And it doesn't bode well for her in the court of public opinion.
No, that's right. I mean, she's running for president of the United States. If she was just a former Secretary of State, would it be as big of a deal? No, but she's asking to be the Commander-in-Chief. So it goes to her character. It goes to those real questions when you're talking about the most powerful person, the most powerful office in the world. On top of that, I think we have to look at the potential for criminal allegations.
Yeah.
If that's coming down the road over the next 5 months, I mean, that could be very serious. Now, the question is, would the Obama administration risk it with Bernie Sanders or trying to pull something like a Joe Biden? And I think that's, unfortunately, these political calculations that are probably going into their legal calculations as well.
So the DNC spokesperson, I'm going to play this, Than, I want your comment, is Brian Fallon, the Hillary Clinton spokesperson, saying, no big deal, nothing new, no problem. Here, listen, folks, we're laying out the evidence for you.
To take the proper perspective here, there's really no new information that came to light in this report.
All right, let's stop right there. There is new information. She said she relied on the Office of Legal Counsel. She did not. The OLC denies that they had any knowledge of it.
Discredited many of the conspiracy theories that are still floating out there. Confirmed that there's no evidence, for instance, that a successful hack was performed on the server.
It said that, by the way, that there were two attempts at the server, but the server was never authorized in the first place. Go ahead.
also put a lie to the myth that people didn't know that she was using personal email.
I, by the way, have said that from the beginning, that people should have known she was using the personal email, including the President of the United States, and that should have been brought to the attention that there was an issue there. But again, no one else then had the private server. But I want to know, in Washington, D.C., right now, how is this Inspector General's report being received? And isn't the Inspector General that did this an Obama appointee? President Obama appointee?
Yes, and in fact, Secretary Kerry is the one that had initiated that and instructed the Inspector General to do the report. So it can't be a claim of partisanship. I would add one more point to the ones you just made, Jay, and that is the fact that this report shows that on at least two occasions, staffers within the State Department raised these security concerns about the private server. And both times they were told the same thing that Hillary Clinton said, that the legal team had approved it. And then they were told, Jay, to never bring
it
this up again.
Yep.
This was an attempt by the secretary to suppress the information.
Never raise that issue again. I'm going to talk about it in the next segment of the broadcast. All right, let's take some more comments and some more calls. 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, let's go to Ike in Maryland on line four.
Hi, Ike.
God bless you, Jay, your crew, and all that you do.
Thanks.
I have one comment and one question.
All right.
How can the people supporting Hillary just turn a blind eye to all the dirt that's being revealed? That's my comment.
Yep.
My question is, if these investigations that she's undergoing leads to criminal prosecution, I believe that Obama will just give her a pardon.
Well, the president has the authority under the Constitution to issue pardons, so that can happen. I mean, it does happen. I mean, presidents do issue pardons, so could that if she got criminally indicted, could that happen? Yeah. There's a political ramification for that, though, Jordan. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, there is. I mean, obviously, that would be very serious, maybe completely over for the campaign. She may have to withdraw from a race if something like that were to occur. She may not get indicted. She may get a pardon, but ultimately her political career may be over. And that's the calculation. I know it's not the DOJ would deny it. And I'm not saying the FBI is making that, but they only make the suggestion. They will give their opinion to the Attorney General of the United States and the Department of Justice. And ultimately, I think that's what this DOJ is calculating. It's coming a bit late in the cycle. She is clearly still the front runner, still on the path to the nomination, even with all of this scandal. But even if she moves through this, it is going to cloud this presidential race, one which she probably thought would have been a little bit easier with her with how the GOP's been divided.
Yep.
But instead, you've got someone that just there's not a lot of enthusiasm for on the Democrat side.
And at the same time, Cheryl Mills is pushing to not have her deposition released. She said it will be distorted what she's saying. I'm telling you, folks, this is a tempest in a teapot that is boiling over right now. All right, Logan, we got a minute and a half left. We need to let people know, first of all, if you want to take some comments, great, but also there's another 30 minutes of this broadcast.
There is. Some comments came in. This was Hillary seemed to be more worried about her personal emails than national security.
Yep.
A lot of comments like that kind of ran in.
By the way. That's true.
And that just keeps happening. Yep, you can join us, though, for the next half hour of Jay Sekulow Live. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, you're not listening on SiriusXM or the numerous channels that carry the full hour of Jay Sekulow Live. If you're about to lose us, join us over on Facebook or Periscope. Search for Jay Sekulow. We're broadcasting live there right now. Facebook, I'm going to shut down and relaunch. So we have a second half hour. You'll see a brand new post. Click live there, and you'll see that we're broadcasting live. You can also watch a television-style broadcast on ACLJ.org. It's archived later on the ACLJ app on Roku and Apple TV.
Is there anything else we could be on?
I'll think about it.
Maybe sure, some more platforms. All right.
There's something.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Let me also encourage people. So we are really close to that 100,000 signatures. We're at 98,633. I want to get to 100,000 by the end of the broadcast today, or get as close as we can. ACLJ.org. If everybody listening right now would just go to ACLJ.org. It takes you 30 seconds to fill it out. Stand with me in Israel. I want to be able to bring 100,000 of you with me to New York. Go to ACLJ.org right now and take a stand with me. That's how you could do it. If everybody's listening on radio, everybody on Facebook and Periscope would do this, we'd be over 100,000. ACLJ.org. Do it during the break. We're back with more in just a moment.
Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the UN, and with world leaders. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
That's the blues version of our song, Undemocratic. And just to point of reference here, Democratic National Committee, that's going to be the one to watch. Everybody thought it was going to be the Republicans, Donald Trump clinching the Republican nomination today, according to the Associated Press. The Democrats have got another story. Hillary Clinton in a dead even race in California. DNC has two members of its platform committee, both anti-Israel, vehemently anti-Israel. So strong. I mean, we've played some of the language in the first half of the broadcast. It's incredible, really. And when you take a look at all of this, and then the Hillary Clinton email scandal, which the inspector general said Hillary Clinton knowingly violated the law. She said she relied on the Office of Legal Counsel. They said they never reviewed her private server. Remember, I said, folks, I'm not going to claim that I was the one who said this from the beginning, but I was the one who said this for the beginning. Don't lose sight of the private server. None of the other people, none of the other secretaries of state that used personal email had their own server. This was unique. This was her setup. It was unauthorized. And that is where the criminality comes in. If it comes in at all, that's where it's coming in. And I think that's the one, Jordan, I kept saying in the beginning, I'll say it now, that's what you got to watch.
Exactly right. I mean, that's the unique part about this. And obviously the technology's changed a lot when you go back two decades or a decade, and so email and the way it's utilized, also the knowledge by lay people who are not the tech staff, yep, they understand what they're doing. I mean, you see those exchanges even with Hillary Clinton and her staff. You don't have to be a tech expert these days to figure this out. And so when you put that all together, and then the private server, this is what makes this unique, and it stands out. She is hiding all the deleted emails, the missing emails. She's not fully complied,
right,
and set this up in a way where, listen, I mean, if she would have had a private email account, they would have been able to sort through the private emails and no problem. But she instead tried to hide all of this, and it just puts a cloak over the entire Democrat race, but it's specifically if she does become the nominee.
I want to play this comment, but Martha McCallum asked our friend Catherine Herridge today, who's the senior correspondent on these matters for Fox News, been on this broadcast many times. I want you to listen to this, folks. Very important what she's saying here. Listen to this question, number 21.
And what about the silencing of State Department staff on this?
Well, the report found that no one approved Mrs. Clinton's unsecured personal server for State Department business. And a year into her tenure as secretary, when two IT staffers voiced concerns about her email practices and security, they were told, quote, never to speak of the secretary's personal email system again.
I mean, Than, this is nonsense. Those staff members were in charge of our national security, in a sense, and never talked about the secretary again, who's knowingly violating the rules.
We were talking about national security, and you have staffers responsible for national security raising a concern and told to be quiet because the secretary wants to do it a different way. I'll say this, Jay. All through this report, Hillary Clinton's own words are what convict her here. She talks about how she will continue to be open. She was the only one that was asked to interview that did not sit for an interview. Then she says it's not at all unprecedented. I would ask this. Who is the other secretary of state that had a private server in a bathroom?
No one.
That was indeed unprecedented.
No one has done this. And that is the fact. Logan.
All right. A lot of people commenting. This just came in. Why does it feel like Hillary lives above the law?
Well,
other comments that come in very similar to that. It just seems like people are just frustrated with the situation in general.
All right. So the reason is because there's no charges been brought. I mean, the fact of the matter is there have been no charges brought against Hillary Clinton. So I keep saying that. The FBI hasn't indicted her yet. Inspector General said she violated the rules and regulations of the agency. And again, this was the security review she was talking about. That's very different from what the FBI. By the way, remember, the FBI director, James Comey, said she keeps calling it a security review. We don't do security reviews, James Comey said. We do investigations. So these are two separate tracks, but again, does not bode well for Hillary Clinton. We come back from the break. More of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. 800-684-3110. Does Joe Biden come into this? We'll find out soon enough. There's a lot going on. All right, folks, 98,633 signatures on our petition for Israel. I want to get it to 100,000 by the end of the broadcast today. Go to ACLJ.org right now. Everybody, as we go to a break, go to ACLJ.org, sign that petition. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. But let's stand with Israel. You'll go with me to the UN, ACLJ.org.
Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Jewish students, professors, and Christians who support Israel face vicious discrimination at U.S. universities,
all in an attempt to delegitimize the state of Israel. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. It's our duty to defend them. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the UN, and with world leaders. In just a matter of days, we are co-sponsoring the largest global conference to fight these attempts to delegitimize Israel. But we need these global leaders to hear from you right now. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
By the way, I've got an email alert that went out this morning. Iran says it'll obliterate Israel in less than 8 minutes. Palestinian terrorists are escalating rocket and knife attacks against civilians, by the way. Anti-Israel radicals are trying to undermine the legitimacy of the state of Israel. That's the BDS movement. And Israel's security minister said these attacks are two sides of the same coin, which I think is exactly correct. And when you realize what's going on here, we've got a chance to stand with Israel, and we're asking you to do that today. We have over 98,000 signatures. We want to get it to 100,000. I encourage you to go to aclj.org and sign on to that. We are going right to the phones, and we've got a lot of calls, and some people have been holding an awful long time, Logan. So let's go and grab those calls.
Yep, let's get Christopher's caller from Newport News, Virginia. You're on the air.
Hey, Christopher, we're going to send you a signed copy of Undemocratic. Hey. You've been holding a long time. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yep.
You're on the air.
I have noticed one basic thing with Donald Trump is he seems to be more of a nationalist as opposed to like a global thinker. It seems that someone like Hillary Clinton would give away just pieces of our sovereignty. Obama gives away pieces of our sovereignty.
Well, I think Donald Trump would define himself as a bit of a nationalist, and that's his whole American first issue. And I think a globalist doesn't necessarily mean, by the way, I'm not defending Hillary Clinton, but I am going to say a globalist, someone that thinks in a global scale, I mean, we've got offices all over the globe, doesn't mean you're giving away global sovereignty. But the question becomes, if you look at the Democratic National Committee appointing two of the 15 committee members with this unbelievable, not only anti-Israel bias, but let's play the Cornell. Do we have another Cornell West bite? Let's go ahead and get one of those ready. This is a guy that's now on the Democratic National Committee Platform Committee, and his statements about, he called Benjamin Netanyahu a terrorist, a war criminal. We have another one ready to go? Let's go.
I'm here because I want to be a small part of this marvelous awakening that's happening among young brothers and sisters of all colors in colleges and universities around the world, not just across the country. It's been now over 35 years that I decided, owing to my very deep and abiding love of my Palestinian brothers and sisters, to be part of a movement calling into question occupation.
Yeah, let me ask you, Cornell West, what movement of the Palestinian Association are you aligning with? Because if it's social justice for Palestine, they're disrupting and causing harm to academics who are trying to teach classes and disrupting classes. Is it the Palestinian movement that is putting on a knife intifada right now that killed a Vanderbilt University student? Is that the group you're supporting? Or are you supporting the Palestinians who do not want Hamas, and there are lots of them, to be running their government? And let me also eliminate a notion here. The only reason there is any semblance of a civil government in the Palestinian Authority is because the Israelis are allowing and promoting and you never see this in the news, folks, the ability for Mahmoud Abbas to succeed, or else if he was out, let me tell you what would happen. In 35 seconds, it would be Hamas running those territories. Understand that Cornel West, who now, Jordan, is a member of the DNC drafting committee on the platform.
That's right. So now you've got far left activists, and these are people who would be usually outside the spectrum of the Democrat Party, that far to the left, now joining up, and this is because of Bernie Sanders, and they're getting on the official committees to push, you know, to write the platform. They're going to cause a lot of trouble. It's not to say that the Democrat platform is going to adopt everything they want, but the fight that's going to go on at the Democrat leading up to the convention, the platform committee hearings, and what's happening with Hillary Clinton, the Bernie Sanders supporters kind of going out of control at their own Democrat events. I mean, people talk about the protests of the Republican convention. There will probably be some. There always are. But what is the fact is we haven't usually seen that at the Democrat side, not to that this kind of extent. And you could see real battles. And I think we're going to get a little more truth out of what the Democrats are really all about. When
do we
it comes
have any John?
Do Israel.
We have any of Zogby's comments, Will? Do we have any of Zogby's? We're going to pull those for tomorrow. I mean, because Stan, there's two here that have been appointed by Bernie Sanders on this committee, and both of them have a vehement anti-Israel position.
Two of just 15, Jay. I mean, you're not talking about a minor sample here. Two of the 15 individuals that will draft the Democrat Party position. I think Jordan's right. It is a big problem from them. But I would say this. It was a big problem for Hillary Clinton before this became an issue. Because remember, the biggest issue we have had with the Obama administration when she was the Secretary of State has been the United States' move away from Israel into a more neutral position. She is going to have a very hard time running away from that. Even though she doesn't claim to be as much of a globalist as President Obama, she was a part of the team that moved the United States away from Israel. So it's going to be a problem for her either way.
And she was in favor of the Iran deal. Let's leave it at that. All right, let's take another caller comment, Logan.
All right, Calvin's calling in California. Thanks for holding Calvin for 30 minutes.
Hey, we're sending you a copy of Undemocratic Sign. Go ahead, Calvin.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jordan. God bless you guys for what you do. Hey, I want to comment to what you asked earlier in regards to Hillary. If I believed anything she says, no. I believe that she, I'm convinced that she believes everything that comes out of her mouth. She's been doing this for so long. But my question is, why did it take so long for the Inspector General to come forward and say that she did not have permission?
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with the where she's at in the polls?
No, I think it has to do with the fact that an inspector general report, this is an extensive. I mean, if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope or ACLJ.org, you're actually seeing this. If you're not watching on television or one of our broadcasts, you're hearing it. And this is a long and thorough report. So what this was, Kelvin, was really getting the information. And then they put it together. So they had to interview a lot of people. Some cooperated, some did not. I would have told Hillary Clinton not to cooperate if I was her lawyer. You got an ongoing FBI investigation. Why would you go to a civil inspector general and talk to him? So I understand why she didn't do it. But I think this is the thing where I think there's going to be political fallout from this. I do.
Yeah, I agree. And listen, there was political pressure on Secretary Kerry to open this investigation, and we should point that out. This Inspector General, Jay, comes from inside the same State Department that Hillary Clinton served. So the thing that I think adds value to this is in the public opinion. There are 83 pages to look at, and I really challenge everybody to read it because there is so much information in here that we don't have time to go through. All of it is going to be a big problem for Hillary Clinton if it gets out.
All right, let's go ahead and take some more comments and calls, Logan.
Yep, let's go through some more calls. A lot of people have been holding, like you said, for a while. Let's go to Bill in Cheyenne.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. Good day. How are you?
Good, sir.
Okay. First of all, I want to make a couple of comments before I ask my question.
All right.
Number one, I did go ahead and sign your petition.
Thank you.
I appreciate you having it up online.
Thank you.
And anytime I get the money, I will be sending you
some
for supporting
that.
You.
Thank you, sir.
And also the fact that I've seen so much on the news about them talking about how Hillary is using a BlackBerry, the problems that she's had with it, and all this kind of deal, and even saw it on the screen.
Yep.
Now, my question is for you. Would you care to comment on this business with her email server as to how it will affect her comments about how this business in Benghazi was just a sudden
response to a video?
Yeah, right.
Well, that was a false statement. I mean, you know, that was not a truthful statement. We know that. That's been proved to be completely deceptive. They're saying that your email server was authorized by the OLC. That appears to be deceptive and incorrect. According to the Inspector General, they never did it. So I think, look, although that you're in a general election, about to be in it, we've got a nominee now. There's a nominee in the Republican Party. We are going to have a nominee in the Democratic Party. And I think, you know, whether Joe Biden ends up coming in there, if this thing heats up or not, these issues, Jordan, will be addressed front and center.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the campaign. You're starting to see it now.
Yeah, this will be the focus of the campaign. I mean, the whole idea, Hillary Clinton thinking that maybe this would pass by the time she's the nominee, it's really just now heating up as we head into the summer and the conventions, and it's not done. I mean, I think her campaign is hoping, oh, wait, people have heard this so much about her, maybe this will be enough, but they don't control the FBI or the DOJ. And remember, though Hillary Clinton did serve in the Obama administration, yep, there's not so much love lost there. And the second point I would say is that if there was an alternative other than Bernie Sanders, someone who was probably too far to the left and would, I think even with some of the polling, would have a pretty tough time getting elected.
Yeah.
If there was an alternative, I think that the Obama team would seize on that. But right now, there's not.
But this is what's fascinating. This is from the New York Times, folks. Okay? This front page today. By the way, both cases we're talking about, the boycott, divest, and sanction, and the Hillary Clinton email issue, both of those are the lead stories on the New York Times. But this is from the New York Times. The inspector general found that Mrs. Clinton had an obligation to discuss using her personal email account to conduct official business with department officials, but that contrary to her claims that the department allowed the arrangement, there was no evidence she had requested or received approval for it. So there was a false statement. So there's a series of false statements here, and I think this is probably, I'm watching some of the comments coming on Facebook and Periscope, Logan. This is why people are very, very concerned.
Absolutely, and the comments are coming in to hope Hillary is accountable for her wrongdoing. Why hasn't Hillary been charged for this? That came from James. This is from Michael. What more is there to say? She's been doing this and breaking the law.
Can I say what the more is to say?
Yeah.
The more is to say is, will the FBI put together a criminal case on this, since we now know that her defense of relying on the Office of Legal Counsel doesn't really carry the day, because the Office of Legal Counsel inside the State Department said we never reviewed it. All right, we're going to do a rapid-fire round. Our phone lines are jammed now. We're going to go through these really quick, folks. I won't take any calls. I could take some calls during the break, but we won't do that. We'll get to these calls. A lot of you have been holding. Again, ACLJ.org, we encourage you to sign on to our petition. We are at 99,236, folks. We are 870 away. Go to ACLJ. If 830 of you go to ACLJ.org right now and sign that petition, we're there. Go to ACLJ.org. Sign that petition for Israel. So I've got 100,000 carrying with me. I'm actually going to hand deliver them to Ambassador Danone. We'll be back with more, including your phone calls at 800-684-3110 in just a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Jewish students, professors, and Christians who support Israel face vicious discrimination at U.S. universities, all in an attempt to delegitimize the state of Israel. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. It's our duty to defend them. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the U.N., and with world leaders. In just a matter of days, we are co-sponsoring the largest global conference to fight these attempts to delegitimize Israel. But we need these global leaders to hear from you right now. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Take a load off, Fannie. Take a load.
on the song we just played during the break on Facebook and Periscope. We should do the Who song, We Won't Get Fooled Again. There you go. We should put that one in the hopper to learn. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. This is a rapid-fire round, so folks, keep it tight. We're going to go right to them.
All right, Donna's calling from Rhode Island on line one.
All right, Donna, go.
Hi. Okay, why does Bernie Sanders support the Democratic Party and in the position of being anti-Israel when he himself is Jewish?
Because he's a socialist, and he's decided that the Israelis are occupiers, and this is the movement he's playing. And Jordan, very quickly, I'll respond on this. I think it's important for people to understand. He has a anti-Israel animus.
He just adopts the far left anti-Israel. Right, exactly. This is his base.
Yep.
His base of supporters are the anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian.
So he's playing the base.
College type activists. This is exactly who he needed to jumpstart his campaign. He's expanded that campaign. He's done a much better job than people expected. But ultimately, the base of his support are people like Cornel West, James Zogby, the far left. And I'm telling you, the far left that's usually outside the Democrat Party.
Yeah. Hey, Than, really quickly here, and then we're going to go right back to phones. But really quickly, tell everybody how important the actual platform committee is here for both Republican and Democrats. This is a huge position these guys are getting, these anti-Israel guys.
It's what the president and really all of the candidates down ticket will run on as pledging to support. And just to echo what Jordan said, I actually think it's his prioritization of this issue that is the bigger issue. I mean, he's to the left of the party, but by putting these guys forward, he is making it a front and center issue for him. And by result, everybody else that runs on the Democrat ticket.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, folks. We are in a fight. This is if you're for Israel, this is a fight. And I hope those of you that are Democrats are going to get in there and say, let's support Israel. So those of you in the Democratic Party that are listening, I know a lot of you do I know because we get the calls, go ahead and tell your party there to support Israel. I'm not saying endorsing or opposing candidates. I'm saying I'm supporting Israel. Obviously, I'm going to the UN next week on it. All right, let's rapid fire go through these.
All right, let's go to George in Redlands, California.
Hey,
you're
George,
on the air.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to know what you think Bernie Sanders would do if Hillary is pushed out and they try to bring Joe Biden in.
I think he would object strongly, but I think at the end of the day, his objection would be muted by the party. The party's going to decide how they can win. They don't think Bernie Sanders could win in a general election against Donald Trump. Jordan, really quick on that. I think that's where it is. That's why you'd see a Joe Biden. He's not really a Democrat either. I mean, he's run as an independent socialist.
Yeah, that's the difference. Where Bernie Sanders came back into the Democrat Party and is always been far to the left of where most of the party has been. But I think Obama, tying that in, I think he's pushed that party there to an extent. Bernie Sanders is just taking it to the natural next level of moving to the left, to being very obvious about it, being very clear about it. He's a socialist, and he adopts the far left kind of collegey professor talking points that used to kind of stay on campus that are now moving into the general public and being somewhat accepted.
All right. So let's, folks, we've got four questions on the hook right now, Logan, in 5 minutes and 15 seconds.
All right. Let's go, Charles in Atlanta. You're
Charles, go.
Oh, yeah. Jay, can President Obama pardon Hillary Clinton when it's in the indictment process, or does he have to wait until she's convicted?
No, he can pardon her from the criminal prosecution before. So once indicted, she can be pardoned. Absolutely. And like I said, there's been no criminal charges against you yet, but the president has the pardon power.
All right, Peter in Florida on line three.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Jay, if the FBI comes down with criminal charges and there's DOJ does not press, can Congress step in since it has oversight?
You know, I think what would happen is you wouldn't not know the details, but if the FBI information came out, then I think congressional oversight would be very significant. Hillary Clinton would not respond to a subpoena, though, I'm sure, if the FBI decided that, you know, we're turning the case over to DOJ and DOJ did nothing with it. I think that's the reality, that there could be oversight hearings, but she's not going to respond. If I was a lawyer, I wouldn't let her respond.
They couldn't go after her criminally, but... Yeah, and I think what might be interesting here, if she were to win the presidency, Jay, this wouldn't be over for Congress. I mean, Congress would go back in and look at this report, look at maybe anything they could get from the FBI and see if there was anything there. Of course, then you would be talking about an impeachment proceeding, not necessarily a criminal conviction.
Right.
But down the road, this is something that could definitely hang over her presidency.
Yeah,
one thing that came up, this is from Azita, who said, can Joe Biden actually come into the fold this late? Are there no rules against it?
Okay, so, Jordan, let's talk about that. The DNC, if those delegates, the superdelegates, bail on Hillary Clinton, they're free agents.
To anyone at all, right?
Yeah, Jordan, they can go to anybody.
Yeah, I mean, the DNC, like we used to talk about with the Republican Party, I mean, they've got rules that they'll have to set for who could be a candidate, who could be chosen at the convention. The problem is that Bernie Sanders has done pretty darn well. And because of that, I think it would be tough at this point for a Joe Biden type, unless you had Hillary Clinton completely gone and all of the, basically those superdelegates there. And still, they'd have to really rework their rules. They would face fallout that we were talking about that could happen in the Republican side. And now we're talking about all this potential on the Democrat side.
All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call, Logan.
All right, continuing on, let's go to Stanley in Connecticut.
Hi, Stanley.
Hey, guys. If Joe Biden enters a race, how do you guys think he'll do against Donald Trump?
He is a very good retail campaigner. He is well-liked.
On both sides.
On both sides. He's got friends in the House and the Senate that are Republicans. He is a deal maker. You'd have two deal makers running against each other. I think Joe Biden would be of all the Democrats listed right now, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Joe Biden. I would think Joe Biden, we'll hear what everybody else thinks. I think Joe Biden would be the toughest. Then
he continues to say he would have been the best candidate. And if I'm looking at it purely politically, Jay, I agree with him. I think he is the strongest political candidate of those three.
Yeah,
he's probably the most traditional when you think of someone that is presidential of even any of the candidates we have right now. Not saying that's a good thing or bad thing, but he fits that mold probably better than anyone that's up there right now.
So, Jordan, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that, listen, I mean, ultimately, when you come to the end of this...
Tough to beat.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, last call, Mark in El Paso.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jay. Listen, I'm glad Trump got his delegates. I'm glad that he's also spoken that both sides are already fixed because of the donor situation. And I'm done. Take your comments.
Well, look, I don't think it's fixed, and I'll tell you why. He got the nomination... So I don't think it was fixed or rigged. And I think there's serious issues, Jordan, right now on the Democratic side.
Yeah, exactly right.
So it's not rigged.
And no, you're seeing people vote and you're seeing how tough it can be for someone like Hillary Clinton. You saw how tough it could be for a number of the Republican candidates who were similar to her on that side of the aisle. The process shows that if you get out there and vote, you don't have to follow the normal kind of way things have been.
All right, folks, that is going to do it for the broadcast today. But again, let me tell you something. There are many ways for you to engage with the ACLJ, including liking our Facebook page. I have a Facebook page. Jordan has a Facebook page. The American Center for Law and Justice has a Facebook page. The band has a Facebook page. And also follow us on Twitter. And again, Logan, people can be watching this broadcast on multiple platforms.
That's right. Facebook, Periscope, ACLJ.org, the ACLJ app, the radio, traditional terrestrial radio, satellite radio. The ACLJ app on Apple on iPhones or Apple TVs or Roku devices. Get the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get podcasts. However you want to get the show, you can pretty much get it.
So we're encouraging and increasing our platform. We've added in the last couple of months a lot of new stations, more on the way. So again, folks, we are really close to getting to our 100,000 goal. We are less than 800 away. Go to ACLJ.org right now. And sign that petition. You could go with me to New York on this BDS movement. I've got an email going out on it today. So if you get our emails, respond. And if you don't get our emails, sign up for them. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the UN, and with world leaders. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.